Senator Mark Begich is continuing to press his case for blocking cuts to the missile defense program at Fort Greely in Delta Junction. Begich questioned top defense officials yesterday, including the head of the missile defense program, at an Armed Services Committee hearing. President Obama has proposed cutting the fiscal year 2010 missile defense budget for the ground-based system by 35%. The administration wants to stop construction of a missile field at Fort Greely. Begich questioned the logic of that and asked what signal it's sending to the rest of the world. He noted North Korea has ramped up its missile tests in recent months.
40% of them have occurred since we announced the budget preparation in regards to the missile defense system in Alaska. In other words, stopping the missile defense system at the level it is at today. Almost 40% of their tests have occurred since that date, which is kind of an interesting, maybe it's coincidence, but it adds to me at least an additional risk factor.
Deputy Defense Secretary William Lynn said he believes the current missile defense system is adequate and can be expanded when needed. He said while North Korea is very unpredictable, there is intelligence on its actual capabilities.
They are well within the bounds of a 30 missile field, and we would be able to expand the field far faster than they could expand their capability. So the risk in terms of their having some kind of breakout is not there. We have the ability to respond, to turn inside anything they could do. That has nothing to do with their predictability. That has to do with understanding of their capabilities.
Senator Begich pressed the point that the Alaska-based missile defense system is supposed to also help protect the U.S. and its allies against other countries, not just North Korea. He told the Director of Missile Defense, Lieutenant General Patrick O'Reilly, that the missile defense response against Iran is limited, but O'Reilly countered that assumption.
Sir, it is not limited. You have very good coverage against Iran from Alaska.
I don't want to say I said that on purpose, but I appreciate you saying that now, because you have just done what exactly my point is, and that is Fort Greely is not just about North Korea. It's about North Korea and Iran. We have to keep that in perspective as we all sit here and discuss Alaska.
Earlier this month, Senator Begich met with Defense Secretary Robert Gates to Fort Greely.